The city says the new pricing will pay for public transportation, but that doesn't mean that much to people like John Johnson. He drives his delivery truck below 60th Street every day. He says the new plan is an aberration.
As a truck driver, for example, people that are feeding the city, that are going back and forth, that are making deliveries to actually pay for going through the city. Now you want people to fork out basically, if I'm doing two trips a day, an extra $400 a month, which $400 a month, which amounts to a good, you know, like almost $6,000 a year, $6,000 a year.
Joe Blank lives on the Upper West Side. I met him at Brad's Bakery on 63rd Street. He doesn't own a car, but he does take cabs, and he doesn't trust the MTA will spend the money turns from congestion pricing the way it says it will.
And it's unfair to business people and, you know, and to, you know, people who are taking cabs and everybody else, you know, who's going to have to pay for it, you know.
But there are also exceptions, like Mr. Davis, who says he doesn't think it's that big an issue, except
they need more trains. If people are going to not be driving past 60th Street, I believe that you need more train access. You need more scheduling with the buses and the trains.
Who could answer New Yorkers' concern better than Sam Schwartz, better known as Gridlock Sam, former city traffic commissioner? He says the fear that a flood of people looking for parking in the block of North 60th Street is unfounded.
This will not be an issue, except with some hardliners that will always be there. People are not going to be parking in great numbers there because there isn't much available parking. And even if you did find the parking, you then, to get to your destination, you're going to have to hop on the subway or a bus. That's another nearly $6.
Do you think that New Yorkers are going to get over this?
New Yorkers would have protested if God came down and said he's building the Garden of Eden in New York City.
Congestion pricing, like it or not, starts in June. Tommaso Baronio, Columbia Radio News.